Unit 3. Leisure Activities. Part 2. Listening-Centered Activities. Listening 1. Exercise 1. Directions. Listen to the story and choose the best answer to each of the questions.
In one town, there were three longtime friends, Pat, Mike, and Bob. Pat and Bob were quite bright, but Mike was rather dull. One day, as Pat and Mike were walking down the sidewalk together, Pat put his hand on a solid brick wall and said, "Mike, hit my hand as hard as you can." Mike struck a hard blow, but Pat pulled his hand away from the wall just before Mike's fist hit it. Of course, it hurt Mike's hand very much. But Pat said, "That was a good joke on you, wasn't it?" Mike agreed, but was not too happy. The following day, Mike and Bob were walking in the town square. Mike decided to play the joke on Bob. So he looked around, and seeing no solid object, he placed his hand over his face and said, "Bob, hit my hand as hard as you can." Bob agreed. And as he struck a hard blow with his fist, Mike quickly pulled his hand away and was knocked to the ground, unconscious. After a few minutes, Mike recovered and saw Bob worriedly looking down at him. Mike said, "That was a good joke on you, wasn't it?"
1. Who was not clever? 2. What did Pat ask Mike to do? 3. Who was hurt finally? 4. On whom was Mike going to try this joke? 5. Where did Mike put his hand when he asked Bob to hit him? 6. What happened to Mike after Bob struck a hard blow with his fist? Exercise 2. Directions. Listen to the story again and decide whether the following statements are true or false. Put T for true and F for false in the space provided. Listening 2. Exercise 1. Directions. In the talk you are going to hear, the speaker tells you how to do some magic tricks. Listen to the tape, and then complete the notes below. Magic tricks. If you like, you can do tricks at a party and be announced as the magician. When everybody wants a bit of fun but nothing really happens, it is the moment to start one of these tricks. You won't need any special materials for these tricks, nor will you need to practice them very much. A trick with a coin, a handkerchief, and a friend. Put the coin on your palm. Cover the coin with the handkerchief. Ask several people to put their hand beneath the handkerchief and feel the coin. to make sure that it is still there. Then take the corner of the handkerchief and pull it rapidly off your hand. The coin has gone. How? You must make sure the last friend knows the trick. Your last friend removes the coin when he or she seems to be just feeling it. And nobody knows where it has gone. A trick with a piece of paper and a pencil. Say that you can communicate your thoughts to people. Write on a piece of paper the word, "No." Don't let your friend see what you have written. Say, "Now I will communicate this word into your minds. Pretend to concentrate." Ask someone if he or she knows what is written on the piece of paper. They will say no, and you say, "Quite correct. I wrote on the paper, 'No.'" A trick with an egg and some salt. Ask your friends to stand the egg upright on the table. They won't manage to do it. Say that you can speak to the chicken inside. Say, "Chicken, can you hear me? Get ready to balance your egg." When you first get the egg back from your friends, pretend to kiss the egg at the base. Make the base wet. Then put the base into salt, which is in your other hand. The salt will stick to the egg. Then put the egg on the table. Twist the egg around a few times, as this will arrange the grains of salt. Then it will stand up. Don't forget to thank the chicken. Exercise 2. Directions. Listen again, and then work in pairs to discuss the following question. Do you like magic tricks? Why or why not?